Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Your seats, then, Gary, take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and for eight more shows, this is me. I am live on the radio, and you are listening to School Talk with Emerson on Giant 90.9, the greatest radio station in the whole wide world. Produced by Big Rush. Push the magic button. I'm sorry. Welcome to School Talk. Ah, spring break is over. I'm back in the studio. You can't call in, folks. We got a guest calling in today. We got an awesome show today here on School Talk. We're going to talk about some stuff and things that you can only see in the sky. We're going to talk about some stuff and things you only can see in the sky. But before I get to my guest who's on the line, I always want to deal with and talk with. And the reason why I'm pushing these magic buttons and not pushing the buttons is
you're not pushing any buttons.
I said, reason why I am like a rabbit and reason why I'm not like a rabbit is because my student producer. Good morning, Big Rod.
You're not allowed to press buttons anymore.
I did once.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, radio went down. I killed radio. Big Raj, how you doing?
I'm fine.
You have a good spring break. Welcome back.
Yeah. I had a fine spring break in Tennessee.
Oh, what'd you do?
I went to Pigeon Forge.
Wow.
Went to...
Cabin? Yeah, out in the woods.
No. We went to the same motel we went to last time.
Okay.
And let's see. First thing we did was...
Checked in.
Well, I'm thinking of the first attraction we did.
Attraction. My bad.
Can't really remember the first attraction we did.
It messed your brains up, didn't it? Yeah. Shouldn't have went, man. Left that thing alone. Last time...
The first one doesn't matter. I don't remember what it is, therefore it don't matter.
You had a blast, whatever it was. What?
Second day we went to Over Mountain.
Okay.
Was fun.
Over Mountain, like going under mountain? Difference in
no Ober.
Ober, my bad. Ober.
Yeah. It's in that's in Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg.
Berg. They got like an indoor roller skating rink.
Cool.
Ice bumper cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds like fun.
That was pretty fun.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your spring break and a lot of students. Main thing, you made it back home safely.
Yeah.
And same with the kids and all the students that went down into all the warm climates. I'm glad they made it back home safely.
My favorite day was the last day, because that day we had go-karting on the list.
Cool.
They were good races, right, except for the one where I had the 55 car. 55 car was slow.
Yeah,
55. It was real slow.
Well, at 55, you start doing things. Things do start getting a little slower at 55. So you got 25 car. I leave it alone. Anyway, stuff of things you're doing, stuff of things my students doing, stuff of things they do on the thing we call the
All right. Well, April 8th, no school because that's the eclipse.
Caught me off guard.
I just figured, hey, they would take like maybe 15 minutes. No.
Wow.
No.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's closed.
Okay.
School's closed April 8th due to the eclipse.
Okay.
Prom May 10th at National Center in Indianapolis.
Whoa. I never went to a prom.
I didn't go to prom last year.
You going this year?
Probably not.
I didn't go. If you can't go, because I didn't have a chance to. I'm not going unless I have a date. I didn't stay in school long enough, so, yeah. So.
I'm not going unless I have a date.
That makes sense, so yeah.
Anyway, next broadcast for baseball is Tuesday, April 9th, Pike at Ben Davis, 5:30 p.m.
Cool.
WBDG Marathon, May 3rd and 4th. That is the WBDG 58 Marathon.
It'll be fine.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Look forward to it.
I'm going to be doing that instead of prom if I don't have a date.
Okay, I got you.
And then our socials are at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok. That is at Giant90.9. We have a request line, which is 317-244-9234. But as Emerson has already stated, you guys can't call in today.
Not today.
We have a guest.
We have a guest.
We're on the line.
All right.
And then all of our podcasts go to Audio Boom. This goes to Audio Boom. You know, technically, this isn't a podcast. This is a radio show.
A radio show. A live radio show.
Speaking of this show, it airs Fridays at 7:30 a.m.
Right.
And replays Sundays at 2 p.m.
Awesome. Hey, what was that thing you just read?
I think it's...
The Big Board.
Yeah.
Students are always doing stuff for things been there since high school. Like, you can't call him, Nick. I got a guest on the line. On the line, all the way from wherever he's calling in from. Ladies and gentlemen, we call him the Science Claus. You might call him something else. His mama called him Rick Clausland. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to School Talk.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for getting out of bed.
It's early.
Man, who you telling? Man, my alarm went off, and I thought it was a dream. I had to jump out of bed and wash my face, change my clothes, get on. Thank God I made it here safely. And hey, you've been a busy man, a science class. You know some stuff. So I'm so glad you took time out of your early morning before you even got started to chat with our audience here on Giant 90.9, because we got a very, very important date coming up on April the 8th. I know my producer already said the schools are going to be closed, but that's not what is important. The important thing is, that's the day of the due day of a total eclipse. Something you know something about. Man, you know.
Did you say dooms?
No. I probably did. I got to play the record back. No. But you know something about this total eclipse. I looked online. I've seen you all over YouTube. Man, all over the place talking about it to organizations. About the eclipse. I'm so glad you take time to talk to us here on Giant 90.9. Cause I got questions because I don't know everything. I'm just old, and I got even got some concerns that maybe you can help me with. So,
all right.
So Rick, tell me, what do you do in your day job?
Well, I, for example, yesterday I was at Westlake Elementary, and I had 7 different presentations in the gym. Working with every grade level, getting kids ready and prepared for this really awesome event that's going to happen right here in your backyard, right here in your school on Monday at 3:08 in the afternoon.
Wow. Folks, you don't know, Rick is a science guru extraordinaire. I mean, awesome all over Wayne Township, talking about science and sharing it with our young people. You've never caught his show, Science Class, some of the shows during the wintertime, man, they're exciting, they're fun, they're entertaining. You just might learn something. And now he's taking time out, going out talking about the eclipse. How's the audience that's been taking you as you talk about the eclipse? What's some of the reactions you've been getting?
Well, you know, it's most of the people have never seen one before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of it's been all over the radio, all over the television, and everybody's talking about it. And everybody's going, okay, the eclipse is coming. But once you see it, you really, really are not going to want to miss the next one. Mm-hmm. It really is something that you just stop there and your jaw will drop. And it's a wonderful experience. I hope that you take time to be with someone that you really enjoy and watch this phenomena. Even if you don't know the science behind it,
mm-hmm.
I always think if you know the science behind it, that makes it even better to see what's going on. But and the other thing is, whether you want to see it or not, it's coming. You can't stop it. It's coming.
That's not like, okay.
So are hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
I just heard on the TV that hotel in Illinois is charging $900 a night to spend the night.
Wow. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
When you say it's coming and you can't stop it, that sounds like old age.
That's true.
I'm 69, and I'm saying slow down, Father Time, and it won't. It keep on rolling.
No, it's not stopping. It's not slowing down.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the cost and some of the things that are happening, as far as traffic. But trying to keep it basic here, what is a total solar eclipse? What is that?
Well, we have four different types of eclipses. We had one back in October called an annular, which is a fancy way of saying a ring of fire, because the moon was just a little bit closer to us than normal.
Okay.
But we have a partial. We've had a partial before. But on Monday, we're going to have what's called a total, where the moon, the new moon, which is smaller than the Earth, is going to move exactly in line with the sun, which is 110 times more of the diameter of the Earth. So how does a little thing block out such a big thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be close to us, kind of like putting your thumb up and bringing your thumb close to your eye to block out something big in the horizon. And it's going to be pretty amazing. There's going to be different parts to it. Like at 2 o'clock, around 1:50, it's going to be like first contact. Now, I use the analogy, and most of the kids get this, it's going to be like Cookie Monster is going to take a bite out of the sun. You'll see a little part missing, and it's going to get bigger and bigger until 3:08. The entire sun is going to disappear, except the corona, the atmosphere. It's going to look like some of the kids call it a black hole, but it's not a black hole.
Right.
It on TV, it kind of looks like that on movies, but actually it's going to be a ring of fire, and in the middle is going to be the moon. And if you're careful, you can actually see some of the craters on the moon.
Oh, my
goodness.
You'll
be able to see stars. You'll be able to see planets, and maybe, if we're lucky, a comet. All those things at 3:08 in the afternoon.
That is crazy.
It's going to be all you got to do is make sure you wear your special glasses and look up to the sky. Now, we, Wayne Township Education Foundation, got together and raised the funds, and we purchased 45,000 pairs of solar filters to give to every student and every parent in Wayne Township.
Wow.
So
there you go.
That's a lot.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And I think I'm looking at one right now from the Education Foundation, and that is so awesome. Me and solar flare?
Yep, maybe.
But I was just looking at while you were talking, and you talked about how I took my thumb and I held my thumb up, looking at my producer, and as I moved my thumb closer to me, I could his face disappear, and all I saw was his hair. He was like a thumb head, with hair.
You got a human eclipse right there.
That is crazy. We're video people. What are y'all doing? We're moving our thumbs back and forth, I see a thumb face, and I see his hair. That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, if you could dye his hair yellow, you'd have a corona.
Wow. Science is fun. Man, that is crazy. That is crazy. Now, using your sunglasses, is there any point during the whole process you can take those boogers off?
Well, let me correct you, just so your viewers know. You said using your sunglasses.
Thank you, Doc.
If you use your sunglasses, the eclipse may be the last thing you ever see. Sunglasses won't help you.
Say that again.
Sunglasses will not help you. They will actually cause more damage, because the sun is incredibly powerful. And if you look at it for more than a minute, it'll do permanent burn a hole in the back of your retina that you won't feel at first, and you can't fix it. So wear the solar filters. And you asked a good question. You need to put those on when any time you look at the sun.
Uh-huh.
The only time you can take them off is right when it's called totality. There's going to be like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and you'll know what it's like. It's like when you see this beautiful corona all around the moon,
right.
You'll know it's okay to take them off. And you can also listen to the radio or listen to different people, and they'll probably have a countdown of wherever you're at to do that.
I like that. I like that. Safety first. Safety first.
Yeah.
Because you know people are very, very curious, and and sometimes you don't really know what a dangerous is because you really can't see it, you can't feel it. Now this is this ain't gonna hurt me, you know, but it can. What you can't see can hurt you, and then and what you can see can hurt you.
the sun has, besides visible light, it has gamma rays and X rays and infrared and all this energy coming. And that's the stuff that will, and it's very bright, and that's the stuff that will burn a hole in your retina. But if you wear these special filters, the ones that are approved, and you can see, hopefully all the Wayne Township people have the Education Foundation ones, but if you have another pair, make sure they say ISO on the side, and that's an international system of measurements that make sure they're safe. And you can, and you need to wear them the hour up until totality, and then the hour after their totality, because as the moon goes across, it looks like Cookie Monster's eating the sun, and then at the end, it's coming back.
How do you? What's your suggestion to parents that have young ones? I mean, 18 month, 2 years old. I mean, those local, they don't like holding on to nothing. They don't like stuff on their face.
No. Well, the good thing about those little guys is if you're talking about infants, they're not going to look at the sun anyway. It's going to be too bright.
Yeah.
They'll look away. And I would practice, and I've been practicing with the kids. You point your head down, you put your glasses on while your head's pointed down.
Okay.
Then you look up at the sun. That way they're already in place. But the other thing to do is make a pinhole projector.
Okay.
A pinhole projector, you can even do that with your fingers. You know, make a crisscross of your fingers and hold that out. And then on the ground, you will see the silhouette. Or you could take a piece of cardboard and poke a hole in it. And then on the ground, you'll see that silhouette, and it'll change. The Cookie Monster will be eating that. Hey, here's what you should do. You should get a piece of cardboard and poke out the circles for your radio station. And then on the day of the eclipse, take that outside and take a picture, and you'll see it on the ground, your radio call sign in the silhouettes of the sun.
That's cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah, you should do that.
I'm going to be recording this show, because I'm going to do that. I'm off work, too. I ain't gotta go to work that day. I'm off anyway.
Well, I'm off. I've been telling everybody. I went to the one in 2017, and it was pretty. It was amazing. When it was over, we got in the car, we drove about 10 feet, and I was stuck in the parking lot for an hour and a half. In fact, it took me 4 hours to get to the interstate. When I got to the interstate, the cars were going 20 miles an hour max until 9, 10 o'clock that night. I didn't get home for 13 hours.
Wow.
So you do not want to be driving out on the roads after 1 o'clock on Monday. And I'm telling all the kids, you're going to stay home. Tell you, if your parents can come home for lunch, have them stay home.
And
all across the city, people are going to be going places to watch it, but you can also watch it in your backyard.
Yeah, I saw on the interstate, I saw all the signs that talk about, you know, fill your gas up, fill your car up with gas, leave early, stay late. Because I can imagine all the people, like you said, all the people coming to town, the hotels selling out, and the folks will be on the highway. It could cause some havoc if you're trying to get somewhere and need to get somewhere and you're stuck in traffic. Because nothing worse being stuck in traffic. Boy, I tell you, that ruin your whole day.
Yeah, the problem is this is a traveling science show. It's going to start in the Pacific, go through Mexico, up through Texas, parts of Arkansas, parts of Illinois, and then straight across Indiana. And so people all along are going to be getting ready, and then some people might try, if it's cloudy someplace, they might try to drive somewhere else. So that's just going to add to our traffic.
I know you're going to be busy. Okay, I'm going to be nosy. I'm going to dip all into your Kool-Aid. I'm going to be nosy. I do this on my show.
Okay.
Where are you going to be on April 8th?
Well, I'm going to start my day at 8:30 over at Connor Prairie at
the
Outdoor Living Museum. And we have a whole lineup. I'm going to be doing some science shows. We have an astronaut coming. And
what?
We also have, we have two bands. We have one band, it's going to be crazy. It's Stella and the Satellites. Which I don't know I don't know a lot about, but the other band is a West African dance and drum band called Uzima, and they're going to be doing special songs and special dances related to the eclipse. I'm kind of curious about that.
Wow. Because some cultures, you know, they well, I don't know. All right. First of all, I don't know if this is true. I watch too much TV, and there's too much YouTube, and too much access to the computer. But some, I think I read somewhere that some cultures actually worship the sun. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty. The sun is super important to us. It brings us our crops and our heat and our warmth. And it's not surprising that some cultures, and probably the most famous one, is the Egyptians.
Okay,
they worshipped Ra, which was the sun god, and then the Greeks called it Heliopolis. So Helios means the sun, and so. Some people say that the shape of the pyramid is like a ray of sun coming down through the clouds and gave them that shape. So it's not surprising that people in past, before the science we know today, would look to other ways to explain the phenomena of the world. But we know now what an eclipse is, and it's just really a one in a lifetime. I'll tell you what, if you miss it, don't say this, but if you miss it on Monday, it's not coming back to Indiana for 221 years.
So. Oh, I won't be around for that.
No, maybe not.
I don't think
now,
so.
Let's hope there's going to be a partial come to Indiana in 2044.
Right.
And so hopefully we'll be around to see that in 20 years, maybe, if we're lucky.
No, I agree. I think an individual, if you have an opportunity to, I mean, the glasses are available all throughout Marion County, different organizations. Mm-hmm. You know, to make this happen. I think the last, not the last eclipse, but maybe one of the eclipses, I definitely made a pinhole projector.
Yeah, I do. That was in 2017, I bet.
I remember making that. I was in my backyard, and I made it, and I saw it. I did make that because I didn't have any type of glasses, and I wasn't about to look up.
There's, you know, it's surprising. There were hardly any glasses to be had in 2017. But now everybody's been ready and has them now. I'm actually doing a little TV show here in about 2 hours, and it's going to be on my YouTube channel, and it's called, my subject is what to bring to an eclipse picnic.
Oh.
So I'm going to have all the cool stuff that you need to bring and do that day so you can have some fun. You know, have some fun. Enjoy it. It's, you know, I'm sure you've had Dr. Butts on your show before.
Oh, yeah.
Superintendent. So about a year and a half ago, I went to him in a meeting. I said, hey, Dr. Butts, let me come borrow your time for a second. I said, we need three things. He goes, and he's used to me asking for big things. So he kind of rolled his eyes at me. I said, Dr. Butts, three things. Number one, I need to go around to schools and help teachers understand about the eclipse. Number two, you need to cancel school. And number three, I need $7,000.
You get two. Go ahead.
Yeah. Two out of three, he was okay with. He was not okay with. Two out of three. Anyway, I kept coming back. And then about a year ago, I said, hey, Dr. Bratz, let me tell you something. Do you know that IU shutting down, IUPUI shutting down? And when he heard that all the schools were going to shut down, it was not, I mean, he put the plan in play. We got the money. I've been going around the schools. He was waiting to see if we could do a smart snow day or extra day, because we have those built in our school year.
Right.
And it turned out we did not have to use a snow day. And so, as they like to say, all the stars and moons came into place for a perfect support of the solar eclipse.
Well, one thing about Dr. Butts, I will tell you, he is who he say he is. He's a good superintendent, and every time I see him, I always ask for a job. So.
Yep. He's a good guy. And
I've been doing
he believes we are Wayne, and
he does. He really does. And I've been doing this job since doing this radio show since 2003, and that's only with the blessings of the superintendent, the school board, the teachers, and educators here in Wayne Township. I mean, when it comes to our students, our young people, they come first. And anytime old guys like me get involved with our young people, and it's a positive thing, then there's definitely support for that. And the things that you do for Wayne Township, there's awesome. It's awesome support for things, because science is so much fun. I caught your show last holiday.
Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
I remember.
Man, yeah. That ending, man, was so awesome. The whole show was awesome. The ending was fantastic. So I'm encouraging folks to check out your YouTube show today, because when you do it, you do it right when it comes to it's fun, it's entertaining, and you learn something. You learn something.
Thanks. Man. Well, you know, two things. One, I wish I would have known you would have been at that show ahead of time, because we would have got you up on stage and maybe caught your hands on fire or something. We would have done that for sure. And two, I go over to Ben Davis often to pick this up or that. And I actually love walking down the halls and watching the look on kids' face when they start to recognize me from back in their elementary life. Mm-hmm. And they'll come up and talk to me. And I do remember some of the kids, especially when they tell, hey, I was the one that held the snake, or you got me through the tarantula, or we built the bridge. So I do really enjoy visiting Ben Davis. And I like it when all the seniors come to the elementary schools. I try to get to a school, because it's a good school system, and we have good, loving, and caring, and smart people.
It is.
And I appreciate this call.
Yeah. We appreciate you taking time, too, because April 8th is very important, because, like you say, it is a total solar eclipse. And it goes all across North America, passing over Mexico, United States, Canada. That's huge, man. That's big.
But it's only going to be in a small path. We call that the path of totality. Mm-hmm. That shadow, here's a fancy, I'll leave you with a fancy science word, the umbra, like the umbrella.
Umbra.
That shadow is like 120 miles wide at some time, and it's racing across the country more than 1,000 miles an hour.
What?
But it's big. So we are lucky Indiana is going to get one of the longest durations, maybe 3 minutes in some places, that we're going to be able to enjoy it. Now, scientists, they love it, because it's the only time you can study the atmosphere of the sun.
Yeah.
So it's whether you're going to do science or just be with someone you love, enjoy the eclipse on Monday.
Yeah.
And do it safely. Wear the glasses.
Wear the glasses. Not sunglasses. Wear the special glasses. And like Rick said, you said put the glasses, put your head down, put your glasses on, and then look up.
And then look up.
Yep. Then look up. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that, because I want to make sure, cause I want to see some more stuff tomorrow after on the 9th. I don't want to burn my retinas.
Yeah.
But folks don't believe that. One last thing. You really, 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 really can damage your eyes.
Yep.
For real.
It will burn a hole in the back of your retina. You have a lens. You have a lens in the front of your eye that will just focus that energy even more. Now, hey, you don't have to wait till the 8th. Go out today with your glasses. Put your head down, put them on, look up at the sun today and see what it's like.
You can't hurt yourself. You can hurt your damage, permanently damage. I want to say that. Yeah. You can damage your eyes. Don't use the special glasses.
Yeah. The sun doesn't care. It doesn't care who you are.
Oh, no.
Don't look at the sun.
So if folks in my audience don't hear nothing that we're saying, hear this. Do not look at the sun without these special glasses.
Hey, I just remembered at Connor Prairie, we're going to have a special exhibit set up. If you are visually impaired or blind, we're going to have a special electronic device set up where it will make a certain type of noise as the eclipse starts to cover the sun. And if you cannot see the eclipse, you can experience it that way. And that's going to be at Connor Prairie.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty amazing. That's an amazing science there.
Yeah. Well, I encourage folks to come out to Connor Prairie and check you out, because they'll definitely leave that day filled with knowledge and fun.
Thank you.
So, Rick, hey, you're always welcome to Giant 90.9. If you're ever in our school building, I'm doing – I got about eight more shows left this year that I'm going to
–
Let the students handle it. But you ever get in the Bum Rusher show, come check us out. But we'll check you out there in the field. Keep on doing what you're doing, because you're the science clown. You know this stuff. Thank you for calling in, sir. All right.
Thanks. Be safe. Bye.
You too, sir. Wow, man. Isn't that who that was? You know who that was? Do you know that was Rick Clauslin, the science class? That man's all over Wayne Township, in the school system, in the schools with our young people. And he knows stuff about science. Did you know that?
No.
Man, but you know, freaking part about it, when I'm holding my thumb up, looking at your face, and all I see is your hair, and he said, paint your hair red, and I can see a fireball. That'd be cool.
You sound like one of my cousins.
Yeah.
You sound like one of my cousins whenever I buzzed my head.
Yeah.
They're all like, look at him. He looks like a thumb.
It's crazy. It's science, man. It's science. So I didn't stay in school, man. You know, I didn't stay in school. And when you, at your age, I was a knucklehead in school and really didn't get into science, didn't get into nothing. But you think about all the cool things that science, that you can do, and what science explains, you know, and it's, you can have a lot of fun with it. I didn't have a lot of fun in school, but anyway, that's a whole new show. Welcome back to all my audience. I hope you enjoyed today's show with Rick Clauslin, the science class. Also, he's a very busy here in Wayne Township, working with our Wayne Township students. And thank you to the Wayne Township Education Foundation for the glasses that they donated for our students here in Wayne Township. And I always thank Dr. Butts and our school board for their continuing making Wayne Township the best school district in the whole wide world. Don't know who my guest is next week, but we'll be back for another interesting show here on School Talk. We got about 7 shows left until I kind of like, I don't want to call it retire, but kind of like just stop doing School Talk. I don't know what else you call it, but I'm having a ball. So I'm going to let you go, and then we'll be back next week with some more stuff and things. So folks, go out and enjoy the total eclipse. And to the parents! And to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the wrong cat. Don't get wrong with the hood crowd. Don't get wrong with the, don't hang around with the knuckleheads. The knuckleheads, I'm not going to wear. I'm going to watch the eclipse, but I'm not going to wear my special glasses. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Or you staying in the house. You ain't coming out. You ain't wearing your glasses. You ain't coming outside. You got to stay in the house. You too. That's you and you and you and you. If you don't wear your glasses, you can't look up. If you don't wear your glasses, you can't come outside. I've spoken, and that's all I'm saying about that. The views expressed on School Talk, that's the views of MSU, Wayne Township, Benedict High School, or Giant 90.9. My views and views of my guests. Till next week, we'll do some more stuff and things and act crazy and do something I'm allowed to do. And till then, we'll see you next week on School Talk.